WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after six. It's 38 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The city of Bryan has started a study that will lead to how changes will be made along William Joel Bryan Parkway in Bryan between the freeway and Texas Avenue. City Manager Keene Register presented an update at the last city council meeting.
Initial drone-based surveying was recently completed. Initial property owner meetings start January 17th to be followed by the first general public meeting happening as early as February 8th. A web page for the project will be utilized to keep interested parties up to date on the progress. That website is www.wjbproject.com.
The joint project with the Texas Department of Transportation and the Metropolitan Planning Organization will consider, among other things, safety issues and possible drainage and stormwater improvements. It's been 10 years since state officials have awarded an affordable housing tax credit project in the city of College Station. The city council at its last meeting approved this year's application, which is a 132-unit senior complex south of Baylor Scott & White Hospital. Jerome Rectorick was among those to bring up the developer's offer to pay to bring city utilities that will serve additional development east of the freeway between Rock Prairie and William D. Fitch.
In addition, there are no buildings in and around that area other than Scott and White, so you're not going to, shouldn't have any opposition from anybody on the site.
There were seven proposals by five developers, and the council's choice was not what staff recommended. The American Red Cross in the Brazos Valley is seeking volunteers for Sound the Alarm, an event promoting home fire safety and the proper use of smoke alarms. Disaster Program Specialist Nate Kidwell says volunteers will install new smoke alarms and replace batteries in existing ones.
Before I started working with the Red Cross, I did not know that smoke alarms expire. They expire after typically 10 years. Some are only good for 5 years. It has been my experience so far that probably about 80% of the homes that we've gone in had expired and the homeowner didn't even know.
Kidwell says their goal is to be the first Red Cross office in the state of Texas to install 1,000 alarms in one day. Sound the Alarm is this Saturday, but there are volunteer opportunities leading up to the event. Go online to soundthealarm.org to sign up. The Twin Cities now have a second Ronald McDonald House family room. The newest one was dedicated last Friday at College Station Medical Center. Speakers included the CEO of Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Texas, Carolyn Schwartz.
This is the sixth Ronald McDonald family room for our chapter. It's the second one in the Brazos Valley. It is the most beautiful one, if I do say so.
The 1,000 square foot space features a living room, two bedrooms, a kitchen, and two full baths. Pictures are online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 38 degrees. The text line is open. We'd love to hear from you. 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. This look at news is brought to you by WC Tractor. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Sovac City would like to invite you to stop by our shop and try out one of the new Miele vacuums and see why Miele is ranked number one by many leading magazines for cleaning ability, filtration, and dependability. They make vacuuming easy and enjoyable because they're simple and reliable. Miele vacuums have adjustable power so you can clean every type of flooring with ease. Stop by Sovac City today and take a Miele vacuum for a test drive. Sovac City, where you can always try it before you buy it. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad is in the spring issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and the best wedding entertainment in town. Brazos Valley Bride is over 150 pages of all things bride. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, contact Dale Hendry with Bryan Broadcasting at 979-695-9595.
Hey, it's Monday. You're effing to work. So are we. At least we're inside. All right, here's the weather. It's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call nationwide agent Mike Kilgore today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Sunshine will give way to increasing cloudiness today. Temperatures climbing up to about 55 to 60 this afternoon. Rain tonight becoming windy. Lows dropping down to around 33. The rain may start to mix with some sleet or snow overnight. Tomorrow, snow, sleet, and rain. Windy. Temperatures near 33 in the morning. It turns colder, though. Look for the precipitation end tomorrow night. Skies start to clear. There could be some icy spots, 20 to 25. Sunny near 40 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, it was a rough weekend for Aggie hoops. Both the ladies and the guys fell short. The Aggie men were up in Tennessee, where they came up short to the Volunteers, the 24th-ranked Volunteers, 75-62. Coach Billy Kennedy after the loss.
13 turnovers in the first half. Some of the shots we took in the second half, following the three-point shooter, some things like that we got to clean up.
And, yeah, it was pretty bad. 17 turnovers on the day for the Aggs, who have now dropped five straight since they were ranked number five as early as 3 weeks ago. So they've really started to fall downhill. We'll hear a little bit more from Coach Billy Kennedy as well as Coach Gary Blair following the ladies' upset 92-84 loss to Georgia yesterday in overtime. All that more coming up in sports.
You know, I ran into, they have sports information directors for each sport.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And so I ran into Quiz about 3 weeks ago, two weeks ago. And it was right before they were going to Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it was before they started SEC.
Exactly.
And back in the good times.
Yeah, he's the sports information director for A&M basketball. I said, hey, man, it's hope things go well in Alabama, especially with the high rating. He said, the last time we were rated this high, we lost. I forget what he said, but about like this.
Yeah.
Five in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's 66 teams that are supposed to be in the NCAA, and it'd take a wrench to get A&M into there right now.
Ooh.
Man, boy, it's an ugly game to watch.
Yeah.
I just went, this isn't any fun. So the big school starts tomorrow, right?
You know? Correct.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, but I mean, man, they're saying snow showers and wind.
Talk about a wintry mix.
Welcome back, kids.
Yeah. This is just, there are probably parents who are going to call the school today saying, how dare you put my child in harm's way by having school.
My little snowflake during a snowstorm.
That's right. We'll see how that works. Now, in the meantime, today, you know, we're going to get up to pretty close to 60,
mm-hmm.
and there'll be some sun out there. We'll be wondering what the heck they're talking about.
But right.
Anyway, we have this website that tells us hourly what will be happening. So, let's see. When we get here, gang, it's just going to be showers and wind tomorrow.
Okay.
4 and 5 in the morning. Mm-hmm. The light wintry mix begins at 5.
Gotcha.
Then apparently the freezing rain will begin at 6. And we're talking winds out of the north at 24 miles an hour. Now, how do they know it's 24 miles an hour? But nonetheless. And actually, you know, when you look at it, the chances of precipitation are pretty small.
Right.
But anytime we can say snow in the forecast,
mm-hmm.
then it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just cool. So
wintry mix.
Yeah, we'll see how.
I love a good wintry mix.
Yeah, we'll see how that works out. So in the meantime, back in the day, right where South College and University are,
mm-hmm.
there used to be a giant traffic circle.
Okay.
A big old traffic circle. And that's why the movie theater there was called the Circle Drive-In Theater.
Right.
Because of the circle. Well, that circle went away, of course. But we have a couple here now, which is, you know, kind of cool.
Little roundabouts.
Yeah.
We do.
They call that traffic calming.
Yes.
Okay. Oh. That's supposed to be a safe thing. And the deal is, I mean, I can remember that we probably thought it was a big deal when you're like 13 or 14 to drive around the traffic circle more than once.
Yeah.
You know, hey, that's fun.
Cool.
How about 17 times?
Oh, that's a little overkill.
Apparently a Frenchman who was overserved, at least based on the amount that they found in the blood test, drove 17 times around a roundabout.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, that he said he did not hear the sirens when the police finally brought him to a halt. The dizzying drive was not the 73-year-old's first offense, apparently.
Oh.
Quest France newspaper reported about it, and they said he'd been arrested 12 times.
Oh, okay.
This is old news for him.
Maybe it was one circle for every time, plus five.
His driver's license had been confiscated.
Oh, well.
Confiscated. You can't have one anymore.
No,
because
sorry,
you drive 17 times around in a traffic circle.
What is it? National Lampoon's European Vacation, right? Where they get stuck in one of those?
Yeah, right. And that's the thing. Over there, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
They do that a lot. And we're, starting to catch on to
it. It's kind of like those revolving doors, the ones that you go into a restaurant or hotel, like that. They're always fun.
Those are fun.
Oh, yeah. It's not fun if the person in front of you is going faster than you are.
No, that's true. Now they have automatic ones. So you don't even have to push. Just push once and it takes care of it from there. Then there's the armed man who threatened to blow a bodega clerk's head off while robbing him. This is in Brooklyn. They talk about those cute little neighborhood bodegas.
Oh, yeah, they're so cute.
Yeah, it's okay until the suspect walks into the bodega. Did this last week. Handed the clerk a $50 bill to pay for food, according to the police.
Right.
The clerk refused to accept the bill, telling the man it appeared to be counterfeit. That's when police say the man pulled out the firearm and told the clerk, try and do something and I'll blow your head off.
Wow, that escalated quickly.
This is not a good thing.
No.
So then he took what he wanted, which was a bag of Cheetos, and left. Yeah.
Wow.
Just regular Cheetos? Not even the hot Cheetos?
Not even the hot. Well, he's a Yankee. He may not know about that.
True.
You don't know. Okay.
Info.
Mation.
And we got a picture of him, so there you go.
Nice.
He won't be around here, but nonetheless, just the whole idea.
All for a bag of Cheetos.
Guys, gotta
get your Cheetos.
You got your hankering, man. If you're jonesing for some Cheetos.
Jonesing for Cheetos, I'll blow your head off. Nice. Good morning meeting. We're
going to have a great time today. All right, America. H&R Block has some good news for taxpayers this year. Check this out. For a limited time only, you could get a refund advance loan of up to $3,000 the same day you file at Block. That's right. You could get up to $3,000, no interest. Why wait weeks for your refund when you could get money at Block today? See? Told you it was good news. To learn more or find participating locations near you, visit hrblock.com. Get money faster. Get your taxes won. Optional tax refund related loan from B of I Federal Bank. Not your tax refund. $500, $750, $1,250, or $3,000 loans offered. Approval and loan amount based on expected refund and other conditions. Funds loaded on prepaid card. Tax returns may be e-filed without applying for this loan. Fees for other products or features may apply.
Why wait for your money? H&R Block has up to $3,000 in a refund advance loan available today. Visit our location in College Station on Texas Avenue next to Kohl's or in Bryan at the corner of 29th and Carter Creek Parkway. H&R Block.
618, News Talk 1620, WTAW in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, today, 15. That's because it's January 15th.
Yeah. 1-5.
How about that math, huh?
Yeah, I got 350 days left in the year.
Man.
All right, for some people, it's a holiday. For some people, it's a holiday. It's Martin Luther King Day, and you're just going, oh, I don't have to get up. Well, good for you.
Good for you.
And apparently, it's also the saddest day of the year, according
to you. That's right.
Yeah, Blue Monday or whatever.
Your credit card bills are going to get here. Could be your utility bill's going to get here, whatever it happens to be. Yeah, so.
And you're still fat from Christmas.
Man, way to just pile that on.
January sucks, man, I'm telling you.
Actually, as a matter of fact, talking about those bills, that's probably not the case unless you get them electronically because there's no mail service today.
Oh, good point.
So maybe it needs to be ooched over to the 16th, but we'll see. Yeah. Nonetheless, got all that going on. It's also a National Hat Day. Wear one if you want to.
Okay.
It's a National Day of Service, but if you're not working, well, I guess it gives you the whole day to do that.
There you go.
For some reason, it's Strawberry Ice Cream Day on January the 15th.
Hmm. Hey, sometimes people really like ice cream when it's cold.
I understand. And so today's the day for that. And then it's Wikipedia Day.
Oh.
Okay.
So, I mean, imagine going to Wikipedia and looking up Wikipedia.
Making our life easier. Wikipedia.
Not necessarily always accurate.
Yeah, well,
no,
that's true.
Nonetheless, somebody always wants to be the first to race in there for some crucial update, like somebody died or somebody won something or somebody lost something, but that's fine. It's Wikipedia Day, so there. And the Encyclopedia Britannica people will not be celebrating.
Yeah.
All right, birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Dove Cameron is turning 22.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Really?
She's a big deal on the Disney Channel, man. She plays twins on Liv and Maddie.
Oh, all right.
She's also Maleficent's daughter in the Descendants movie. And Amber Von Tussle on Hairspray Live. So there you go.
Great. Lots of things.
Yep. Skrillex is turning 30 today.
Ooh. Hey.
Skrillex. I'm not gonna put Scott through it. I've got it. I had it pulled up.
Oh, it's okay. It's all
and right. And I just don't think your old man ears can take it this morning.
Okay. He's like a DJ guy.
Yeah, he's
a lot of people do collaborations with Skrillex in their songs.
But it's kind of like raving music. Like
it's awesome.
It's get you pumped. Get the people
Skrillex.
Going.
Okay. Yeah.
So there you go. Ben Shapiro is turning 34.
Okay.
Editor-in-chief of the Daily Wire, political commentator. He does a daily podcast, things like that.
Yeah.
Pitbull. Pitbull is turning 37 today.
Oh,
I'm a fire.
Wait. That's pretty. That's pretty cerebral lyrics there.
Yeah.
Baby.
Yeah.
I'm a fireball.
Sure. Yep. Fireball.
Okay, got it.
You got it, Scott.
Okay. There you are. Okay.
So there you go. He's turning 37 today. Mr. Also Bull. Turning 37 today is Howie Day. Pretty much same kind of music.
Exactly the same.
Came out with that in 2004 and really hasn't come out.
I know, that was a big hit.
With much else since then. So he's turning 37 today. Drew Brees is turning 39.
Oh.
Can you imagine having to celebrate your birthday today after you just lost like that yesterday?
Yeah.
But hey, it wasn't Drew Brees' fault,
right.
He did what he could. He's turning 39 today. Eddie Cahill is turning 40. He plays Sam the EMT on Under the Dome.
Mm-hmm.
He's Tag, Rachel's assistant on Friends, the one that she has the hots for. So there you go. Chad Lowe is turning 50, Rob's brother.
Oh, yeah.
He's on Pretty Little Liars. He's the father of Lucy Hale's character, Aria Montgomery.
Okay.
So, I did not know that he had a brother that was into acting. But it's not like I watch Pretty Little Liars a lot. So.
Well, you didn't know Chad or you didn't know Rob?
I didn't know Chad.
Yeah,
no, I know who Rob
I.
Lowe
yeah,
is.
Right.
Yeah.
But I did not know who Chad was, so my apologies. Lisa is turning 52. Lisa and Colt Jam. So there you go.
Her real name, Lisa.
No, it's Lisa Velez.
Oh, okay.
But this is I Wonder If I Take You Home. Also, I had Head to Toe, All Cried Out, Let the Beat Hit Him, and Lost in Emotion.
Man.
So there you go. There's some good workout music, Scott.
Yeah, there you go. We may not have to use that. That's
James
true.
Nesbitt's turning 53. Beaufort and the Hobbit trilogy.
All right.
I've seen the movies. I don't remember him. But anyways, he's in them. Mario Van Peebles is turning 61 today. It was Malcolm X and Ali.
Oh, sure.
He's been a lot of stuff, directed a lot of stuff, too.
Yeah.
So he's turning 61 today. That's all I got for birthdays.
You don't have Charo?
No, I don't have Charo.
Charo.
We were talking about the Love Boat the other day, weren't we?
Yeah. That's basically, I'm not exactly sure how she had any kind of celebrity at all. It's kind of like the Kardashians of her time.
Yeah.
And she'd show up on like Hollywood Squares or something.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyhow, says she's 72.
Okay.
That'd be part
sure.
of it. Yeah, I think that might not be exactly
according to
accurate.
Wikipedia, since we're talking about Wikipedia Day, this says she's 67.
Oh, wow.
Well, I know that's not right.
There's some discrepancy there.
I know that's not right. Well, who knows? Just keep her there. That's fine. Whatever she happens to be, it ends in 7. All right, 6:24.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad is in the spring issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and the best wedding entertainment in town. Brazos Valley Bride is over 150 pages of all things bride. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, contact Dale Hendry with Bryan Broadcasting at 979-695-9595.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, on Tuesday, when asked why she released the Fusion GPS testimony transcript without consulting other members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, well, Senator Dianne Feinstein gleefully told reporters, well, I just decided to do it. And then she began to change her story. On Wednesday, the senator said, oh, she simply couldn't find Senator Grassley in order to tell him that she was going to release the transcript, saying, well, I didn't have the chance to talk to Senator Grassley and I've looked for him. And then she went on NBC, and she said, well, she blamed the release of the transcript on her bad cold. Said, I had a bad cold, and maybe that slowed down my mental faculties for a time, she told the news network. Really? Bad cold? I bet her dog ate her homework in school.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in, and will ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's 627. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And the weather, sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Got your day off today. It's going to be a pretty nice day. Look for a high temperature around 62. Winds out of the south at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance of some showers. Now, changes tonight, of course. Chance of rain, but it'll be maybe 2, 3 in the morning. It's just that when you wake up tomorrow morning, it might be a little bit different. Possibly mixed with some sleet. We'll have temperatures probably about 30 for a low temperature for tonight. And then tomorrow morning, right around freezing. 60% chance of some precipitation tonight. 50-50 chance of it tomorrow. And the temperatures will fall down to 20, which will be, yeah, not too comfortable. And we'll have a north wind gusting up to about 30 miles an hour, so it really won't feel comfortable. But again, our chances of showers or precipitation, pretty low at about 20%. Then sunshine comes back on Wednesday. We'll be up around 39 or so. Chance of showers again or some sort of a wintry situation on Thursday evening as we'll get down to around freezing. But as it stands right now, they're not calling for us to get below freezing toward the end of the week. And then back up to around 57 on Friday. So enjoy today, probably the nicest day of the week. Winds out of the southeast at 5 right now. 93% relative humidity, and we've got 38 degrees out there.
Bruce Vail with Your Money Now. How close are you to being debt-free? A new CreditCards.com report shows 68% of U.S. adults with debt are not confident that they'll ever be able to pay it off. That includes 30% who say they'll never be debt-free and 38% who don't know when or if they'll achieve that milestone. The remaining 32% of those surveyed were more optimistic and estimated how long it would take them to become debt-free. The average was roughly 9 years. You've probably heard of a booze cruise, and now coming in April is the Bruise Cruise from Carnival Cruise Lines. The cruise ship operator will offer up 4 new craft beers that will debut at Carnival Horizon's onboard brewery in April. It's quiet on Wall Street today as the markets are closed for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Regular trading resumes Tuesday morning. That's your money now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $24 a month, under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 38 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Five developers were interested in applying for state tax credits to create affordable housing in College Station. The council chose at its last meeting to support a 132-unit senior complex south of Baylor Scott and White Hospital. Mayor Carl Mooney was among those bringing up that the developer and not the city would pay for extending utilities that would serve the complex and additional development east of the freeway.
We have spent considerable time concerned about property taxes and trying to find ways to decrease the impact of cost of this growing city on our current property owners. And to have a developer who's willing to come in, and particularly at the 10th, 11th hour, they will bear the cost for oversized participation, is really something that says that that whole MMD area that we're talking about now will have a chance to thrive.
Councilman James Benham also noted this proposal has local financing and a pledge by the local landowner if the project moves forward.
The money and the proceeds of the land sale will go to a local foundation that will be giving, you know, grants out to local organizations as well, because the Wheelers have established a foundation or trust that receives the proceeds and then gives those out here locally.
The council's choice was not what staff recommended. The City of Bryan and the Texas Department of Transportation, along with the Metropolitan Planning Organization, are looking into possible changes along William Joel Bryan Parkway between Texas Avenue and the freeway. City spokeswoman Kayla McCain says those who live along WJB and those who drive the major thoroughfare are invited to keep tabs on the consultant study that began recently.
We are in the planning stages. We're looking to get the feedback from citizens. If you are a resident within that area, you should have already received a letter. If not, you will be getting one very soon from our consultant that explains the different things that we're going to be looking at with mobility. So that includes people walking, people on bicycles, as well as cars.
While the study will not be completed until this fall, the first city meeting with property owners will be on Wednesday. The date for the first public meeting is February 8th. The city has created a special website, wjbproject.com, where you can monitor what's happening and sign up for email updates. For the second time in 3 weeks, Bryan police has made a prostitution arrest at a local massage parlor. 56-year-old Rui Zhao of Bryan is out of jail on bond following her arrest last Friday. According to the arrest report that followed, the woman agreeing to engage in illegal conduct with an undercover officer for $40 at the Rose Spa on East 29th. After the officer said he would come back another time to do the act, the woman told him she thought he was with the police. And after the undercover cop left, uniformed officers entered the building to make the arrest. College Station police report a man described as heavily intoxicated was the victim of an armed robbery in the Northgate District just before the bars closed early yesterday morning. The victim reported he was robbed at knife point by two black men after being dragged into an alley off of Nagel near University. The victim lost an undisclosed amount of cash and an e-cigarette. A phone that was also taken was found. You might see American Red Cross volunteers walking through your neighborhood this Saturday. It's part of the home fire safety event, Sound the Alarm, where volunteers are offering free smoke alarm installation and battery replacement.
What we're going to try to do here in Brazos County is be the first Red Cross office in the state of Texas to install 1,000 alarms in one day.
Disaster program specialist Nate Kidwell says volunteers are still needed for the day of the event, but there are also volunteer opportunities in the week leading up to Sound the Alarm. You can go online for more information at soundthealarm.org. There are still more than 10,000 Texas families out of their homes thanks to Hurricane Harvey. Governor Abbott's office has announced those victims can continue living in short-term housing approved by FEMA until March 12th. After 9 months of construction, the second Ronald McDonald House Charities Family Room in the Brazos Valley is now open at College Station Medical Center. America Farrell, CEO of the Med, remembered being skeptical at first, but with the help of Katie Scott, who spearheaded the project, she realized just how special this family room would be.
A lot for NICU babies, but ours is going to be able to take care of kids up to 21 years old. So if there's a family that sent their child off to A&M and the child gets sick and maybe has to have gallbladder surgery, I'm just saying whatever, they can stay with them. Isn't that wonderful? So even though the concept developed around babies, and Katie herself has been such a strong friend of the Med and has had babies here and everything, but when she laid out this whole vision for me, I got it.
The Med's family room features two bedrooms, laundry facilities, and a kitchen, among other things. Pictures from last Friday's ribbon-cutting ceremony is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 38 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. That number is 979-695-1620. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Jeb Blair, Class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. In today's busy world, we are sometimes complacent with the choices we have made. Fortunately, with propane suppliers, regardless of your current agreement, you have a choice and change is easy. Contact J&B Propane to find out how this hassle-free conversion can benefit you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
It's time to go Texan in Brazos County on Saturday, January 20th, starting at 7 p.m. at the Brazos Center. Live and silent auctions, plus you can dance to the music of Crossroads. Help the Brazos County Go Texan Association support educational scholarships to graduating FFA and 4-H seniors. $10 presale tickets available at Catalina Hatters and Cavenders, or $15 at the door. Remember, go Texan on Saturday, January 20th at the Brazos Center.
Hi, this is Dan Patrick, proud to be your Lieutenant Governor. Today I want to talk more about education funding. Did you know that less than a third of all funding received by public schools, about 32%, goes directly to teacher salaries? That makes no sense. From 2000 to 2016, funding for public schools increased by 108%, but teacher salaries only increased 35%. That's just wrong. Teachers are the most important part of a quality education, not expensive buildings or fancy stadiums. Last year, I proposed directing more of the education budget to teacher salaries, a move that would have resulted in an average $10,000 raise for teachers, but liberals opposed the plan. Liberals want more money for schools, but not for teachers. Next session, I will fight to make sure our budget targets more money for teachers so they get that $10,000 raise, because that's the right thing to do. Go to danpatrick.org and stay tuned for more conservative conversations about Texas. Political ad paid for by Texans for Dan Patrick.
Good morning. It's 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repairs at malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference.
Cold weather and some precipitation head our way. That's not a great mix. We'll see increasing cloudiness today, and the sun will give way to the clouds, 55 to 60. Rain tonight, becoming windy, a low of 33. The precipitation may mix with sleet and snow overnight. Snow, sleet, and rain tomorrow. Windy, temperatures dropping from 33 into the 20s. Precipitation ends tomorrow evening. Watch for slick spots. It'll be partly cloudy tomorrow night, 20 to 25. Sunny near 40 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, it was a really rough weekend for Aggie Hoops. The guys fell to number 24 Tennessee on Saturday, 75-62. Coach Billy Kennedy after the loss.
We lost to a better team. Tennessee was more disciplined than us offensively and defensively. And I've got to do a better job coaching my team discipline-wise.
We'll talk a little bit more about that game coming up, as well as Aggie women's hoops came up on the short side in a heartbreaker to Georgia yesterday, overtime 92-84. So we'll talk a little bit about that matchup, as well as some NFL, a crazy finish between the Vikings and the Saints yesterday. And we'll hear some of that call from Kevin Harlan of Westwood One. It was pretty cool. And also Texas A&M football coach Kevin Sumlin expected to be named, or former Texas A&M football coach Kevin Sumlin expected to be named the new head man at Arizona later on today. All that more coming up in sports.
it's not the same color. You can't take that stuff.
Yeah,
it's close, but it's not quite the same.
Can't be taking the same jacket. Even right. The logo is not the same.
No, it's not.
So you got to change that too.
Yeah, gonna have to get like a new lapel pin.
Yeah,
see, work on that. See how that works out for you. So the call I want to hear is from the New Orleans crew.
Yeah.
Oh man, that I haven't found, so yeah, I'll have to check that out.
It's just, yeah, really. Well, I guess that gave them a reason to get drunk in New Orleans last night.
Oh, right. Yeah, so they needed a reason.
Yeah.
they don't
win or
that.
Lose, their right. drinking would be involved.
Yeah. So the New Orleans Times, I think, had posted, they've already got their paper out this morning,
yeah.
Of course.
Sure.
And the headline is expletive, expletive, expletive.
Oh, very nice.
That's literally the headline
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. Look, it's just football.
Hey, okay? they won the whole thing a few years back. I mean, well, more than a few years back now, but
I'm like, just
so that's supposed to make us feel better.
Well, yeah,
them?
Yeah, they should. I mean,
I just think it's cool that Minnesota has a chance to host.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm just glad that last night's game was, I didn't really care obviously who won, but that it was in Minnesota.
Yep.
Because that was a real treat for the fans there.
Because most of them were heading for the exits already. Because, you know, what are you going to do? 25 seconds or something?
Yeah, well, the lead changed three times in the last minute and a half, which was crazy.
Yeah, yeah, that is.
But, yeah, so they'll end up going to Philadelphia to play. But, of course, the Eagles aren't at full strength because they're missing Carson Wentz, who arguably was the MVP of the entire thing, the league, until he got hurt. So they're going to be taking on Nick Foles, who, by the way, is another Texas quarterback.
Oh, well. Yeah.
Drew Brees and Case Keenum both playing yesterday. Nick Foles is also from Austin.
That's
so.
Okay. We fixed that with that 7-on-7 now.
We can
really make those quarterback and Jalen Hurts. Oh, yeah. Never mind. We don't need to get started with that list. Okay. But anyhow, what will be interesting is if they win, then they go back to play the Super Bowl in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. That'll be the first time that a home team would have hosted the Super Bowl in their home stadium.
Right.
Yeah.
And it probably will be less loud than it is during a home game because, you know, all the teams get tickets.
Right.
And so the crowd, there'll be some disinterested parties there.
Yeah.
And anyway. Who would have thought that Minnesota would have been one of those first teams?
Right.
Or,
right.
You know, if it does Could happen.
Be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Craziest part was after they scored the touchdown, that it took them like 15 minutes to kick the extra point. Well, they didn't kick it. They just snapped it. But they had to snap the extra point to finish the game. And media is all over the field. The teams had left the field. I mean, they had the Saints punter was lined up on the line because they needed enough guys on the field.
Right.
Yeah. And everyone had already gone to the locker rooms because they were pissed.
As if the NFL doesn't have enough dumb rules already.
I know.
That's the dumbest. Why do you have to? You've already won the game.
Exactly.
Like, there's literally nothing that can happen. Even if it's blocked, you already
right.
won.
Right.
Well, there
Stupid.
Are some people who are really unhappy. And that's the gamblers.
Oh, yeah.
See, because the betting line was 5.5 points.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you're at 5 points at 29-24. If you kick the extra point, then it flips, you see.
Well, no, but that's the thing. They won 29-23. That was the, wasn't that? You're right. I'm sorry.
So gamblers freaked out on both sides.
Right.
Oh,
when
yeah.
they saw that the Vikings weren't going to kick. And that they took a knee. So without that point, they won by 5, and the gamblers who had bet the Saints won. So, and of course, you know, the NFL doesn't care anything about gambling. That's why the injury reports have to be out 3 days before the kickoff. But, you know, that, never mind. Doesn't matter. We know that the NFL is all pure and clean and everything is just okay. All right, so did the president say that or not?
Oh.
Did the president say that or not?
Has he denied saying it? I know he's saying I'm not racist, but I don't know, has he actually come out and said I did not say that line?
Okay, yeah, got it. I don't know why we would be calling this a racist quote, though.
No, that's, me neither. That's what we talked about. That's what Zach brought up last week.
Yeah.
But...
And I still, that's something that I don't understand, because you're talking about a whole country of people. Yeah, maybe
right.
it's predominantly one race, but that's not everyone who makes up that country. And just because you're saying one country is better than another or something like that, that's not equivalent to race.
He's being negative about a country, but it's not a racism. But you see, the day being the day that it is,
oh, yeah.
This is a great opportunity to go ahead and once again play the race card. So anyway, yesterday, of course, they were discussing this all over the Sunday shows because, well, there was nothing else that
right.
they wanted between that and the Hawaiian missile alert.
But we'll oh my gosh. That.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
But, you know, Tom Cotton, who is the senator, I think, from Arkansas. Right. He basically said, well, I didn't hear him say it, and I was sitting just as close to him as Dick Durbin.
Yeah, yeah.
Dick Durbin, who... And one guy, let me see if I can find the quote, one guy said that Dick Durbin has, in fact, well, not said truthful things before.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, so he basically called him out as a liar.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Yeah, exactly. So, man, so we got racism comments and liar comments. Andrew Young was the former mayor of Atlanta and also the United Nations ambassador, was asked about the comments. He said, getting President Trump to be a saint is not going to change the employment situation. It's not going to change the global economy. It's not going to deal with the tensions between North Korea and the United States. This is a difficult world. And he's right. Just because the president's not the way that you want doesn't mean mm-hmm. it's all going to be okay. Mm-hmm. It's really not.
He did tweet, I've never said anything derogatory about Haitians other than Haiti is obviously a very poor and troubled country.
Yeah.
Never said take them out. Made up by Dems. I have a wonderful relationship with Haitians. Probably should record future meetings. Unfortunately, no trust.
Well, and it turns into a complete, you know, he said, she said. And obviously,
oh,
if
yeah.
the president actually says that, that is not good. And,
right, right.
You know, you're supposed to, that's one of the things that makes America great, is that you're going to be taking people from all walks of life who are coming here to make a better life for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great whenever people do want to come here and they're great citizens. And
they
you
will,
know,
right, they will believe in the American
right,
dream.
And they want to add to the greatness that is America. But, but whenever you break it down, if in fact he did say that, obviously it's not good, but at the same time, is he really wrong?
No.
Have you been to Haiti?
That's right.
People don't go vacation to Haiti. They don't go vacation to, you know, a lot of these countries. So, I mean, in
just because
the long run of things, I mean,
he may
not
be
really
telling
wrong.
The truth. All right, so here we go. Now, how about this? How about a guy saying the former governor of New York tried to stab him?
Ooh, yikes.
Yeah.
Filing a complaint with the NYPD, Jamie Antolini claims he was in a Manhattan restaurant weeks ago when former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer walked in. Spitzer's a governor who resigned years ago for having sex with prostitutes.
Right.
Antolini claims Spitzer overheard him praising somebody that Spitzer fought with during his time in public office, and an argument ensued. The alleged victim accuses Spitzer of threatening him with bodily harm, with a knife, and killing him. A spokesperson for Spitzer denies there were any such threats and that Spitzer was trying to avoid a fight by ignoring the situation. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
Now that's a pretty good he said.
Yeah, that's a pretty big accusation. Mm-hmm.
You know, at first blush, you wouldn't think that a former governor would threaten to stab somebody.
Yeah.
But you never know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never know.
He's not, I mean, he's
got a little bit of a seedy past.
He does, a little bit. But so there's that rolling out there. And then the Hawaiian missile deal.
Yeah.
What was interesting, clearly, I don't know if you heard on the Fox News, they said that guy's been reassigned.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the one who pushed
the button.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no kidding. But amazingly, Jamie Lee Curtis, the actress, did
yeah,
you see what
no.
she tweeted out?
No.
This is on you, Trump, and your hate-filled world.
What?
Yeah. She blamed that on Trump.
Okay. Because
yeah.
he called the guy and said, hey, let's have a little fun today.
Of course he did. Yeah,
let's scare everyone into thinking they're about to be blown off the ocean.
Thank you so much, people in Hollywood.
Wow.
Just go make movies, okay?
Oh, my.
649. Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From from a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Having trouble finding Neil. Let's see if we can try again here. Here we go.
If you were to poll Texas nurserymen, they'd tell you many of their customers come in with the very same questions. I've assembled a few of the most important current ones in the hopes that they'll be of help as we serve out the balance of the winter. I'll be back with gardeners' most asked questions from winter right after this message. Get your new gardening year off to a great start with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. You can order by calling 800-752-GROW during the week or from neilsperry.com anytime 24/7. That's NEILSPERRY.com. Remember, this newest book of mine is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. If you go into stores or on Amazon, that's the book you're going to be getting. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you. Every book goes out signed, only $31.95 plus tax and postage, satisfaction guaranteed. Again, 800-752-4769 or order at neilsperry.com. So we're talking about some of the most asked questions of late winter. Here's one. When is the best time to prune my plants? Well, actually, the question is generally asked on behalf of one specific type of plant. Fruit trees should be pruned soon before they begin to bud out. Shade trees, summer flowering trees, shrubs and vines, evergreens, and bush roses are pruned no later than mid-February. Climbing roses are pruned immediately after they finish flowering, as are spring flowering shrubs and vines. Blackberries are pruned immediately after you finish harvesting the fruit. Remember, in all cases of pruning, whether it's trees, crepe myrtles, or any other landscaping plant, there is never justification for topping those plants. Never top a crepe myrtle. If you're ever in doubt, don't prune. What can I do to get rid of ugly winter weeds in my lawn? That's a question I hear all the time. Many of the unsightly weeds are broadleafed, non-grassy weeds, including dandelions and henbit, chickweed, clover, thistles, and a lot of others. You can use a broadleafed weed killer containing 2,4-D as a spray to eliminate them. Follow label directions for temperature and rainfall carefully for the best results. On the other hand, if you have grassy weeds, there's nothing you can do for this generation of the plants. You need to put out a pre-emergent in early September this fall for next year's winter grassy weeds. How can I eliminate mistletoe from the branches of my tree? Will it do any major damage? Mistletoe is a parasitic plant, so it does do damage. In some cases, it can cause such distorted growth of the tree's branches that it can cause serious problems. Your best hope will be to prune it out the first winter that you see it, before the plants get rooted really well into the wood of the branches. In fact, if you wait a year or two longer, the branches themselves will become large, and removal of the mistletoe will require major surgery. Unfortunately, we have no chemical control of mistletoe. What's the best way to improve my soil before the spring plantings begin? No matter where you live in all of this life, and no matter what type of soil you're gardening in, organic matter will always be the best thing you can add to it. It will loosen tight clay soils. It helps sands hold moisture and nutrients. It's best to use a blend of several types of organic matter, whether it's peat moss or well-rotted manure, compost, shredded pine bark mulch. A little bit of each of those is a great idea. When is the best time to plant new trees and shrubs? Well, this is a great time to transplant them, dig them, and move them, but you can plant 12 months a year. I'm Neil Sperry, getting kids into gardening in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning at 6:53. A person familiar with the decision says Arizona is set to hire former Texas A&M football coach Kevin Sumlin The person spoke to the Associated Press on Sunday on condition of anonymity because details of a five-year contract to replace Rich Rodriguez as coach of the Wildcats are still being finalized. Now, Rodriguez was fired January 2nd amid sexual harassment allegations. Sumlin was fired after six seasons at Texas A&M, where he led the Aggies to a 51-26 overall record and a 25-23 mark in the SEC. Well, it was a tough weekend for Aggie hoops. On Saturday, the Texas A&M men committed 17 turnovers in a 75-62 loss to number 24 Tennessee. Coach Billy Kennedy said afterwards that the Aggs were just outmatched.
We lost to a better team. Tennessee was more disciplined than us offensively and defensively. And I've got to do a better job coaching my team discipline-wise.
After suffering a myriad of injuries and suspensions the past couple of weeks, the Aggies were back to full strength, but in the end it still wasn't enough as they fall to 0-5 in SEC play. Meanwhile, on the women's side of the court, things went down to the wire between the 17th-ranked Aggies and Georgia yesterday, but the Lady Bulldogs managed to come out on top in overtime, 92-84. Freshman Kennedy Carter scored 31 points for the Aggs, making her the program's all-time leader for points scored in a freshman season. With the loss, Kennedy and the ladies fall to 14-5 overall and 3-2 in SEC play. To get Coach Gary Blair's take, as well as Coach Billy Kennedy's, tune into the coaches' radio shows tonight starting at 6 right here on WTAW. Some big men's games going on this evening. Number 18 Miami will play host to 7th-ranked Duke at 6, and number 23 Florida State heads to Boston College at 6 o'clock as well. The highlight will be at 8 o'clock where number 12 Kansas pays a visit to number 2 West Virginia in a Big 12 matchup. Tip-off is set for 8 o'clock with coverage starting at 7:45 over on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Head out to the track where the number 10 Aggie women and number 17 Aggie men swept the field at the Ted Nelson Invitational. We can get that right over the weekend. Now, the 14 victories the Aggies produced on Saturday, 8 by the women and 6 for the men. 5 wins also included a runner-up performance in the same event, while another 4 victories were joined by a third-place effort. So congratulations to everybody. And out on the tennis courts, the 7th-ranked Aggie men topped Arizona State 6-1 yesterday afternoon in Tempe. It was the second straight season-opening win on the road for the Aggs and their third straight season-opening match overall. A crazy finish yesterday up in Minnesota between the Vikings and Saints.
Keenum is in the gun from his 39. 4-man front, 6 in the secondary, shotgun snap. He moves up, he throws a long line drive on the near side, leaping to a catch made. Oh my goodness, it's going to go in for the touchdown. Grabbed by Diggs, he broke a tackle. 61-yard touchdown throw. The Vikings have won.
Kevin Harlan with the call on Westwood 1. Case Keenum connected with Stephon Diggs for a 61-yard touchdown on the game's final play as the Vikings stunned the Saints 29-24 to advance to their first NFC Championship game since 1999. Now they'll take on the Philadelphia Eagles, who edged the Atlanta Falcons Saturday 15-10. As far as the AFC, the title game will feature the New England Patriots, who rolled past Tennessee 35-14, and the Jacksonville Jaguars, who stunned the Pittsburgh Steelers 45-42 yesterday. On the basketball court, the Spurs and Rockets are back in action today. San Antonio is in Atlanta taking on the Hawks at 2, while Houston is in L.A. to face the Clippers tonight at 9:30. And out on the ice, the Dallas Stars are on the road as they pay a visit to the Boston Bruins at noon. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Tackle all kinds of jobs around your place with the highly versatile Kubota L-Series tractor. They're comfortable, spacious, and easy to control with performance-matched implements and a genuine Kubota diesel engine for years of reliable service. Right now, get a Kubota L-Series with 0% APR financing for up to 84 months, plus great customer instant rebates and a 6-year warranty. Now through March 31st, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come see WC Tractor at one of their 4 Kubota locations in Bryan, Navasota, Brenham, or Temple, or visit WCTractor.com.
You need a car that starts when you turn on the ignition. A car that cruises down the highway effortlessly. And stops when you hit the brakes. That was close. You need a car that's trustworthy. And Trustworthy Mechanics make sure you have a trustworthy car. The home of Trustworthy Mechanics is Pete's Auto Care at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th in Bryan. Pete's Auto Care. Trustworthy.
Save the date and join Hospice Brazos Valley on Saturday, February 17th for Hospice Happening 2018, a salute to those who serve. Join us in honoring veterans while supporting Hospice Brazos Valley. Enjoy dinner and dancing to music performed by Texas Unlimited Band. Try your luck at casino gaming tables and a silent auction. Experience an evening of fun at Brazos County Expo and support Hospice Brazos Valley's mission of providing quality end-of-life care to our community. For more information, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org. A salute to those who serve.
Here's some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. That's some weather. It's our weather. How's that? Okay, 20% chance of some showers today. It's going to be all right, though. High temperature about 62 with winds out of the south. Changes tonight. Winds coming out of the north, 15 to 20 miles an hour. About a 60% chance of rain. Some of it could be sleet. We'll see what happens. And then our high temperature tomorrow, probably about 32. It's 38 now. WTAW, College Station, Bryant.